Hello, is this Mr. Jerry?
Who's calling?
Hi sir, this is Sachin. I'm calling from India, and I've been specifically I'm looking for ammonia cracking units. And
Okay.
sir, I've been trying to reach you out, and in the I have tried reaching out to your official number also, but for around 2 to 3 days. And thank God I've reached out to you finally. So I just I'm just looking to procure ammonia cracking units, and for that I just need to talk to you.
Okay, so what are you looking for? I mean, besides ammonia cracking unit, you're looking for placing backup.
All these specifications I need, because I have seen one of the specifications in your one of the documents published by a company that you have the capacity of 500 CFH ammonia cracker. So that is close to around 14 meter cube per hour capacity of ammonia cracker, right? So I've been looking for 100 meter cube per hour capacity of ammonia cracker. So do you provide that also, that capacity?
We sell, what's the name of your company again?
Our company name is Shakti Enterprises.
Could you spell that, please?
It's SH.
Okay, SH.
AK
AK.
TI
D as in boy, I.
T as in Tom.
Okay, Shake That Industries, you said?
Shakti Enterprises, I said.
Enterprises, gotcha.
Yeah.
And you're out of India.
Yeah, we are based in India, but we have recently started our operations in Troy, Michigan, USA. And for that purpose also, and for Indian basis purpose also, we need ammonia cracking units.
This,
And
I think when the phone number, when you came up on my phone, it said that it was from California. Why is that?
It's the official number, that the board line number which we use. So it comes as an international number, so that's why it is
Okay.
coming like that. Yes. So sir, yeah, just
Well, before I can send you any kind of literature or we would need to do some because when we go international with companies that we're not familiar with, we have to be careful of if the company meets, is in a state or a country where what you use it for. So if I give you my email address, could you send me your company's information, including what you feel that this will be used for? And then I will have to have my group, the sales group, we have an individual who checks to make sure that we can supply a quotation.
Okay. So I'll be glad to send you a mail, a detailed mail. So before that, we need to check on some of the specifications. Like as I said, I've been we have been looking for capacities of around 100 meter cube per hour capacity of ammonia cracker.
Right.
And one of the capacity that we have seen from your company is around 14 meter cube per hour capacity, that is close to 500 CFH capacity of ammonia cracker.
Okay. Yeah,
And so just
our typical unit that we sell as new. We do sell some, we have intellectual property for a company that
okay.
was called Drever International. I mean, sorry, Drever Furnace Company. They're now out of
Okay.
business, and we sell parts for crackers that are for that, but typically just the retorts. But we have a new design that Abbott utilized the technology from Drever and then has modernized it. Now, it can run up to and be turned down to, almost nothing and go all the way up to 2,000 SCFH
Okay,
from ammonia.
okay.
So
So
that's the standard one that we have.
So you are saying that you have the capacity of you have the ammonia cracker with the capacity of 2000 CFH capacity of ammonia cracker, right?
Right, the new design utilizes Glowbar heating with a retort in the center, and that heats
Okay.
up the gas. And there is a preheater that also secondarily heats up the gas. And then it goes out from the supply line into the cracker. The cracker goes into the preheater, which preheats the incoming gas,
Okay.
the ammonia. And then that goes in. So after the furnace gets warm, it preheats it, if you will,
All
the ammonia
right, all
before it
right.
gets in there. So.
Okay. So sir, that means if you're saying that you have 2000 of capacity of 2000 CFH of capacity of ammonia cracker. So that means I guess it is close to around 50 meter cube per hour capacity. Is that right?
I don't know the conversion, but it can also be turned down. So it bases it on flow, not pressure. So
All right.
you can reduce the ammonia incoming, and that reduces the amount of flow out.
Okay. So, sir, can you tell
Reserve.
me that for how many range of ammonia cracker capacities do you have, and does your company provides, like, is it from 100 CFH to 2000 CFH, just the range, if you can tell me?
Yeah, that would be a good estimate, I think, yes.
Okay, so 100 CFH to 2000 CFH you have ammonia cracker
Well, it's
capacities,
all the
right?
same unit. It would be tapered down, yes.
Okay, based on your capabilities and utilization, so you can convert that ammonia cracker. So basically you have ammonia cracker with the capacities from 100 CFH to 2000 CFH till 2000 CFH capacities also, right?
Yes, I suppose, yes. It's all one unit, so, and it can be adjusted down, like your faucet on a sink. It can be turned down for high flow or low flow.
All right. Okay, so it means you can provide the ammonia cracker with a capacity of 100 CFH also, 150 CFH also, 200 CFH, and likewise as go further, you can provide till 2000 CFH ammonia cracker capacities, right?
All the same unit again. It's all the same unit, yes.
Okay, I don't get that. All the same unit means you can provide the ammonia
So you
cracker
buy
with
a
a capacity.
unit. You
Okay.
buy a unit currently that has the maximum capacity of 2000 SCFH,
Okay.
but it can be turned down. That same unit can go from 100 all the way up to 2000 by just changing the flow.
All right. So from the same unit, you can get the capacity of 100 CFH also, 200, 300, and likewise till 2000 CFH. Okay, I get that. I
That's
got that.
correct. So the problem, the not the problem, but the issue would be that you're probably paying for a slightly larger capacity than you need, right?
Okay,
So,
okay.
but we don't make a variety. There's not so much call for smaller units. We can do that, but it doesn't make sense for us to do all the ranges like Drever did.
All right. So sir, also I've been looking into the market, and we got to know that the energy source is mainly used as electric in comparison to gas for the purpose of ammonia cracker. So from your company also, you utilize the source, electric source only as compared to gas, only electric?
Only electric, yes.
All right. And sir, obviously, if we need this unit along with purifier, you can provide that along with the purifier, or you usually sell your ammonia cracking standalone?
I don't think we have a purifier. I know that we have salt desiccant units that reduce the amount of moisture, but that's not 100% necessary. But I guess if you needed it in your furnace to reduce the dew point or something like that, we have supplied those, but it would probably be
Okay.
better for you to make your own system for that.
Okay. And sir, with regards to operating temperature, I feel the operating temperature of these, let's say for 2000 CFH ammonia cracking unit, so operating temperature would be close to around 1000 degrees Celsius.
I'm sorry, what was that? 1,000? You said 1,000?
Yeah, for a 2000 CFH ammonia cracking unit, so the operating temperature to run to run that ammonia cracking unit would be around 10 would be around 1000 degrees Celsius operating temperature for that. Is that correct?
I don't know the exact temperature, but there is an exact temperature that the gas has to be heated in order for the reaction to occur.
All right. And sir,
I don't. I
about
think it's somewhere in the 1,000 degree. I don't know the exact number.
Okay, no worries. And sir, about operating pressure, I believe it would be close to 0.5 bar pressure, operating pressure.
Again, I don't know exactly. I'll be honest with you. I have to look at literature, so I can give you that kind of information once you send me your contact information.
All right. Because in one of the document I've seen that it is being written that 0.5 bar pressure is utilized. And generally, with regards to output gas pressure, so output gas pressure is slightly up as compared to your operating pressure. So if you are saying that 0.5 bar is a operating pressure, so slightly up would be output gas pressure. So that means 0.6 or 0.7 bar would be the output gas pressure for ammonia cracking units.
Again, I don't know the exact number.
Okay. No worries. And sir, with regards to catalyst, because we have been seeing that most of the company offers or utilizes nickel catalyst as to run their ammonia cracking unit. So you also utilize nickel catalyst for the same?
Yes, it's a certain mixture, yes. But nickel is involved. It has to be.
Okay. So only nickel as a metal is being used as a catalyst, or with any other mixture also?
I have to be careful, be honest with you. I don't want to, I don't mind answering questions as a customer, but I don't know you as a customer, right? So other companies could want our intellectual property, and I don't want to give you so much information that you could go ahead and redesign one yourself. You understand my point?
Yeah, no worries, sir. Can you
So
provide me your mail ID? I can.
I'll give you my email address. You tell me the application, and then we'll check to make sure everything is okay. And then from there, I will follow up with you, and then we can start a discussion, okay?
Right. That would be certainly all right, sir. And we've been looking for some good companies, and luckily we found your company as one of the key companies that offer, and we have been looking for small scale cracking capacities because we have found other companies like Hydrotoxic, ThyssenKrupp, and other companies, but they provide it for large scale applications around more than 5 tons per day of capacity. And we have been looking for the
Okay.
companies which provide small scale ammonia cracking like yours, like around 14 meter cube per hour or 15 meter cube per hour. So I've been looking for companies like you, and and
Okay.
for with regards to applications also, yeah, we can definitely send you the mail regarding that. We need that for metal heat treatment, basically the applications for heat treatment. So those sort of
Okay.
details I can send you through a mail. Yes.
Okay. Let me see. I just want to see if there's. Did you visit our website for to look at
Yeah.
the information regarding that? You found the ammonia cracker on our website? I'm just looking. I haven't.
I was looking at your company.
I'm just looking to see if you found it, and Okay. So yeah, let me give you my email address, and you can send me the your company information and an application, you know, what you're going to be utilizing it for. Is it aerospace? Is it, you know, metal? You know, what are you looking for? And then we would have to make sure that your company is okay from the standpoint of, I forget the acronym, but there's like a, you have to make sure that there's no foreign companies that are an issue. So I'll have to have them evaluated. So let me give you my email address, and then I will send you any forms that need to be filled out, okay?
Yeah, that would be all right, yes.
Okay, so my email address is the letter J, my
Okay.
last name Voyer. So it's J, V as in Victor, OYER
Okay,
at
all right.
abbottfurnace.com. So my first name is Jerry, Jerry. My last name is Voyer, V as in Victor, OYER.
Okay.
And the email address is jvoyer@abbottfurnace.com.
All right. Because, sir, I've been looking. I have. I've been looking at your website. The screen is in front of me, and that the mail address is. I guess it's by mistake. It's Furanc, FURANC.com written, but I believe furnace.com. jvoyer@abbottfurnace.com, right?
Yes, it's J is the letter J, like for jelly, and then V is in Victor, O like orange, Y like, you know, E is in Edgar, R is in Robert, at ABBOTT furnace.com.
All right. So ABBOTTFURNACE.com.
Correct.
Okay. So sir, so your company is the independent provider of ammonia cracking units, right?
Yes, we don't supply it to anybody else.
All right. And sir, I believe your company is one of the leading companies in US for providing small scale ammonia cracking units in US or globally.
Yes. I don't know if we're the leader in that. We're one of the leaders for heat treating and sintering furnaces. This is just an auxiliary piece of equipment that we supply.
Okay. And sir, for how long you have been providing this ammonia cracking units, for how many years?
Well, Drever has been supplying the same design for probably 50 years.
Okay.
The Abbott design is slightly more modernized, but I think they've had this new modernized design for 10 years now.
Okay. All right. Sir, because we have been wanted to collaborate with your company. I just wanted to know, like, along with ammonia cracking units, any other unique solutions or top solutions you provide along with ammonia cracking units? Any unique feature or any special feature do you provide along with ammonia cracking units?
I mean, we sell furnaces. If you look at our website, you'll see that we sell furnaces primarily. But no, there's not much else we do. I mean, we do moisture control systems and then, the ammonia dissociator generators, endothermic generators, nitrogen moisture systems. We do all that, but
Yeah, any special
just look at
thing
our website.
about your just any special thing about your ammonia cracking units?
I will be happy to send that to you once you send me the information, okay?
All right. Just last thing, sir. Just again wanted to confirm. You said you have the capacity till 2000 CFH, 2000 CFH, not bigger than that, right?
I mean, you could double up on that and then, you know, taper it down.
Okay, so that means we can make that from 2000 to 4000 also, is it, or it is limited till 2000 CFH only?
No, it can be, you can, I mean, if you have one unit that can do 2000, it can go from 100 to 2000, then you could put multiple ones in a row.
Okay. And and then we can increase the capacity for of more than 2,000 also then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But generally you provide till 2,000 CFH itself only, right?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, with regards to price, will you anything you want to comment? Because we have a budget of around $4,000 or $5,000. So, for a particular ammonia cracking unit. So, if you want to buy of 2,000 CFH ammonia cracker, so how much price would go around?
Oh, it'd be a lot more than that, sir. It would be more than that. Yeah, it would be probably tens of thousands of dollars.
Okay, $10,000 you said.
Tens of thousands of dollars. It might be 20, 30, 40. I don't know the exact price off the top of my head. But again, if you send me your information, I will provide you more details.
All right. So, okay, just because.